على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we praise him, we seek his assistance and his forgiveness from the evil consequences of our deeds and our actions. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one could try to misguide that person. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his infinite wisdom chooses not to guide, no one could try to guide that person. And I bear witness that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his servant and messenger. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your creator, your Lord, your sustainer, advises you to have taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you go on throughout your day. When you're dealing with others, when you're watching whatever you're watching on your phone, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you do not do something that might be displeasing to him. And be in the state of Islam, and do not leave this world except in that state. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti' allaha wa rasula faqad faza fawzan 'azima. Or you truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again your Lord, your creator, your sustainer advises you to have taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And say truthful words. Watch what you say. Be honest. Be just. Do not backbite. And if you're able to do that, Allah will rectify your deeds, forgive you for your wrongdoings. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indeed gained a great success, a great reward. Alhamdulillah, all praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that made it possible for us to gather on this beautiful day of Jumu'ah, that we see each other as brothers and sisters in Islam. That, alhamdulillah, we see other believers in Islam in the trueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this gathering and for the guidance of Islam and to be of ones that follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we're starting this new year, and anytime we come to these milestones in our life, it's always a time to look back and reflect of what has passed. Whether you take this as January 1st as your new year, or the first of Muharram, or from Ramadan to Ramadan, or your birthday, that doesn't really matter to me. But what does matter is that we reflect on our actions that have passed. And if you're part of any company and you're working, usually they have these things called performance reviews, where the year has passed now, and now you have to go over your performance from the last year. And you have to sit down with your manager or your supervisor and say, you know what, I did these goals, and your manager will go over that, and you'll go all over the different things that have gone on, and have a review of your performance of what you have done. Now, why do companies do that for? Because they want to be successful. They want to make sure their employees are working. We look back and see what has went, and we go over it, just as you were doing your company, and go over what goals did you set out? What achievements did you have? And if there's any gaps or any flaws, then we address them and see how we could make ourselves better. Because the idea of a Muslim is always chasing after ihsan, perfection, right? Excellence, if you will, right? That is all of us should be that our goal. And that's why there's a saying that's attributed to Umar radiallahu anhu, one of the famous companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Hasibu anfusakum qabl an tuhasabu, wa wazinu anfusakum qabl an tuzanu." Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, "Take yourself to account. Take yourself and go over account of your life before you are taken to account." Meaning that look over your actions now and evaluate them on what you have done before you are taken to account. When? On the day of judgment. Where your account will be there in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's main principle on that day is just, to be just. And he will go over every single little details. And alhamdulillah, if you did well, then you'll get that reward. But if there's flaws and there's some gaps here and there, then those will have to be answered. The problem is on that time and that day that there's no chance for you to go back and rectify that. You can't say, "Hold on, I see that gap there. I see this flaw. Let me fix that up and I'll come back." That won't be available for you. But while you're here now and still above ground, if you know what I mean, that you still have chance as you review your life and your relationships and your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you say, "You know what, I need to work on this. Or this is going really well, let me continue that. I can still go back and rectify this issue." So it is of the utmost importance, my dear brothers and sisters, that we have these type of reflections. We look back on our lives. What happened in the past year? What happened in the past day? What happened in the past week? As often you could do, inshallah ta'ala, that would be better for you. And when we talk about doing muhasabah, doing this performance review of ourselves, there's many things that we can look at. But one of the biggest things that we can look at as we look in the past year is to look over the ni'am, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. You know, one thing as a default as people is that as humans, when we look back at things and we look and get a feedback report, you know, sometimes you go to a restaurant or you buy something and then you get an email, "Can you give us the feedback? You were on the phone with this customer service agent. Can you fill out the feedback form and see how we did?" Right? Sometimes, as a default as humans, sometimes we like to criticize more than we like to praise. Right? Some people sometimes when they go to weddings, first thing they'll talk about is the food. If it was late, if it was cold. But they forgot about they got to go to a free event. They got fed, well decorated. But they don't mention those things. But they'll mention something, you know, this food or this, it started late, this and that. And people like to point out these small little things. But sometimes they forget the obvious blessings that are right in front of their face. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. He said that when he said, "Unzur ila man asfala minkum." He said, "Look at those that are below you. Wa la tanzur ila man huwa fawqakum." And do not look at those that are above you. Why? So that it might be that you might belittle the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. See, the thing is, though, when we're talking about above and below, we're not talking about that you're greater than somebody and somebody's a less human being than you. We're not talking about that. We're talking about materialistic things, if you will. Because the thing is, my dear brothers and sisters, you will always find someone who has a better kitchen than yours. Someone who has backyard is a little bit more bigger than your backyard. Someone who has a car that's better than your car. That will continue for the rest of your life. But to see the thing, sometimes we forget the little things that are in front of us. That we forget to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as this last year went. Yeah, we have COVID, we had this, we had that. We had inflation, we have rent prices in houses makes no sense. There's a lot to complain about. But sometimes don't let that overcome the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is put right in front of us, that we neglect it. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in another hadith, where he said, "Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi mu'afan fi jasadi 'indahu fuqut yawmihi ka'annama hizat lahu ad-dunya." Listen to this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, here is the criteria to know if you have blessings of Allah upon you. He said, if you wake up in the morning and you are safe in your home, alhamdulillah, there's no tanks coming down Anaheim, Garden Grove, Westminster, from why I don't know. Other places, unfortunately, for our brothers and sisters, they have to go through this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give victory over their oppressors. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. But for most of us, I would say in Southern California, you don't have to worry about someone breaking down your door or shots being fired in your house, right? So the Prophet said, whoever wakes up in their house safe and they have their body has health. Of course, everyone has a little issue going on with their body. That's part of you know, the way the body works. So some things are not going to work all that well. But the majority, alhamdulillah, you're here. You made it to the masjid. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us that health. And then the Prophet said, whoever has food for the day. Then the Prophet said, as if the world was brought to them all together. As if the world was gathered all for that person. Safety, health, and food. What is that? Alhamdulillah, that's something that we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Right? So these small things that sometimes we forget when we look back, we overlook these things and what we'd be neglectful. And sometimes we might be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's number one. We want to make sure that we don't have that. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever that He gave us in this previous year. And we acknowledge it, inshallah ta'ala. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. The second thing as we do our muhasabah and we're doing our self-reflection, our self-accountability, right? Our performance review. One thing we really want to look at is the relationships we have with people. Now, the scholars really bring down, when it talks about relationships in the world, what they talk about is that there's two main branches. We have the haqq of Allah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. You pray, alhamdulillah, you fast in Ramadan, we have zakat, right? We have the things that we watch with our eyes, what do we use our body parts for? Are we doing it in obedience with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the second branch, we call huquq al-ibad, the rights with other people, our relationship with other people. That's another big segment that we're going to be asked about on the Day of Judgment. So as we do our reflection, our muhasabah on the previous year, we reflect on how was our relationship with people. How did it go last year? You look at your spouse. How would that relationship go? Did it go down a little bit more? Did it go up? What was a positive? What can we work on? You look at your relationship with your children. Did I improve on that? Do I have this connection with my children that I want to have? Did I spend the time that I wanted to spend with them? Right? Do we have this love? Do we have this connection? We look at our relationship for those who are parents that are alive. That how is my relationship with my mother and my father? Did I visit them as much as I would like to visit them? Did I call them as much as I had the opportunity to call them and speak to them? Did I serve them the way that maybe I had opportunities to do? Maybe I didn't. We look back at a lot of these things. And the problem is a lot of people don't like to do those type of reviews because that's where the hard questions are. And the thing is, the default with people, they never want to see themselves in a bad light. But the thing is, so those are what we have to do, my dear brothers and sisters, right? To check and see how are those things. How did I treat people? How did I talk to my spouse, my children, my parents, people in the community right here, right? Did I gain friends or did I gain foes? That's a real question for some people, right? And those are things that we have to ponder on. And doing this reflection is of the utmost importance to make dramatic change in your life, right? To take some time and reflect on that. There's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that's mentioned in Ibn Majah and Nasa'i, where there was a man that came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this man, he brought somebody with him. He had him tied up in a rope. And what it was, that man was the murderer of someone of his family, killed one of his family members. Okay. So the man brought him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wrapped up in a rope. Now he wants to go to the Prophet ﷺ because he's the governor, he's the judge of the city of Medina. Right? You don't take the law in your own hands. You have to go and see what the hukum is. What is the ruling for this? So the man comes and brings him to the Prophet ﷺ, all wrapped up and tied up in a rope. So the Prophet ﷺ tells him, "I'fu anhu." He said, "Forgive him. I know he killed your family member, but forgive him." The man said, "No, I'm not going to forgive him." Okay. So the Prophet said, "Khudh adiyya." Take the blood money. Back in those days, if you kill somebody from another tribe, there was a certain amount of money that was set, but it was known that you pay this X amount of money and we call it done. Right? We don't have to go to war. Just pay this money and then we're good. So the Prophet is telling the man, take the money from the other tribe. Just take the money from them and done. Call it a day. The man said, "No, I'm not going to do that. So then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told this man, he said, idhab faqtuluhu fa innaka mithla. He said, go ahead and kill him because you want to kill him. Go ahead and kill him. He has a right to do that. He's justified in doing that. He took the life of his family. So the Prophet said, go ahead and kill him. But know that you'll be just like him. Know that you'll be what? Just like him. Some people don't like the second part of that statement there. So the man, he's quite angry. He's quite emotional. If your family member was killed and you caught the murderer, you're going to be a little bit emotionally compromised. And so the man gets the man that he has tied and takes him off and starts walking. He's going to go off and kill him. There was someone that was there that was watching this whole procession, this whole conversation that was going on. And so he goes up to the man and tells him, didn't you hear what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told you? He said, kill him, but for innaka mithla, that you are going to be just like him. Right? He's trying to stop the man. Like, did you not hear what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? It wasn't a random person. It wasn't just like a counselor or somebody. It's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's the Prophet of Allah. He's telling you this. So he's trying to remind him. So the man lets go of the murderer. He lets him go and walks away. So he finally decides basically what? To forgive him. Hard thing to do. Extremely hard thing to do. And lives and he walks away. Now there's a lot that we could take from this hadith. We'll need a second khutbah to go over this hadith. And there's a lot to talk about when to forgive and how to forgive. And if you could do what this man did, but that's not the point I want to go over right now. The point I wanted to go over that this man did some muhasaba. That he heard what the Prophet said, but he was emotionally compromised that he wants to kill this man because he killed his family member. So he's walking away. But when that person stopped him and said, didn't you hear what the Prophet said? Then what? He stopped and he got his mind and he's like, hold on, let me think. What am I doing? And then what? He thought about that. He took account of himself. And what did he do? It changed his actions. He went from one extreme to the next, to killing the man to forgiving him in a matter of seconds. Went from one opposite, from here all the way to the second. By what? Muhasaba. By thinking about him, thinking of my actions. Did I do the correct thing? He didn't wait a year to do that. He did his muhasaba right then and there. That is the best. But most people are in an argument. They're not thinking about muhasaba. Just think about how I can insult the other person a little bit more with the way they insulted me. And so here that he's finally woke up. And what? He realized it and he gave it away. That is the power of reflecting on what our actions are. It could take you from one extreme to the next, but you have to reflect. That's the point. And so here, sometimes, you know what? You're going to need someone else to help you reflect. But that is how it's meant. Now, we could talk about when you forgive and when you not forgive. That's another thing. That's another topic. But here, subhanAllah, how that changes. And this is just one action. How about that conversation last night with your spouse? How about how it happened 6 months ago with your child? How about when this and that? Well, everything ever goes on. That these all things are what could save you. Save all of us, inshallah ta'ala, before Yawmul Hisab, the day of accountability, when there won't be a time to go back and the ink on the books are dry and there'll be no changing it there. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an easy reckoning. Akuli kawli hadha astaghfiru wa lakum fastaghfiruhu innahu ghafurur rahim. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. We send peace and blessings on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Last thing I wanted to make a note here. When we talk about muhasabah and taking ourselves into account. Now, when we look back in our life, and I encourage you, the whole khutbah is about everyone to look back on what has happened the last hour, the last week, the last day, the last year, right? And go over that review of what we have done. And if it's good, let's continue it and let's increase it. But if there's any gaps or flaws, then it's something we need to address. And the problem with this muhasabah, at work, let's take an example, when you're at work, when you do your performance review, You usually fill out a form and say, you know what, I think I worked hard, I did everything, I think I need a 20% increase. And you don't just give it to the HR lady and they give you a raise. What happens is that your manager will do the same review on you, and you'll sit with that manager and we'll go over the two sheets and do some kind of comparison, and then you will come up with some type of increase or what is the final review, if you will, right? So your boss or your manager will check and do a check and balance on what you've written down. Because if it leaves up to you, then everyone's going to say what? I need a 100% increase. I work so hard. I'm the hardest person working in the company. Everyone will write that. So the thing is that we need something to check it by. So therefore, you sit with your manager and you go over that. Now, the problem when we do our own muhasabah and we look over and say, you know what? I think I was a great husband. I treat my wife great. I don't think never treated her bad ever, right? The thing is that we always see ourselves in a good light. And the problem is that we're writing the review and we're checking it at the same time. We're playing the employee and the manager. Now, that's problematic. Because what? We're always going to have a little bit of a bias that, yeah, I'm a great son. I'm a great person. I don't think I've done much wrong at all. You know, I think I'm okay. And that's the problem. We don't want to make sure we're not deluding ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Surah Kahf, chapter 18, surah that a lot of people recite on Fridays, alhamdulillah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something very interesting about people who gather a lot of deeds. And inshallah ta'ala, we are those people that gather a lot of deeds. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something interesting about people who have a lot of deeds. He says, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajeem, Qul hal nunabbi'ukum bil akhsarina a'mala. Let me inform you of those who have a most destructive in the deeds that they have. They have deeds, but they have wasted it. That has gone for nothing. They have tons. You will see them on Yawm al-Qiyamah on their scale, deeds up to the sky. But it won't be worth very much. Why wouldn't it be worth very much? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسَنُونَ صُنْعًا. They're the ones that wasted their efforts in this world while they thought they were doing a great job. They thought they were doing good. They're doing the performance review and they're judging it at the same time. I'm the best husband. Why? Let me check it. Yes, check, stamp. They thought they were doing good. They were being misled. They're walking on the earth like, you know, I'm great. I don't have any issues with my family. It's all their fault. They have issues, not me. Right? It's my spouse has issues. My children's the ones that are not listening. I don't do anything really wrong. And they walk on earth like this and they think they're the greatest person ever. Until they get into the grave and they find out, oh, things are different. Because now Allah's checking that muhasabah and not them. It's a very scary ayah in the Quran. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying people could go and do these deeds, but no one checks them. And they check themselves so they think they're a great person. Go back to the example of the man that brought the murderer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember that hadith about like 5 minutes ago, right? The man brings this man to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he does his own muhasabah. I'm going to kill him. It's okay. I'm not going to forgive. I'm not going to take the blood money. No. I'm justified. I'm going to kill him. And he walks off. But then someone has to come and say, hey, you didn't hear what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell him? Someone had to check him and make him realize and wake him up. Hey, did you hear that you'll be just like him? And then the man realized and he let him go. You see what happens in our life. If you don't have a man or a person like that that comes up to you and shakes you and said, hey, did you hear what you just said to your spouse? That wasn't good, man. I know you're angry, but that's not how you're supposed to talk to her. Oh, that's not how you're supposed to talk to him. But sometimes you don't have that person in your house to shake you like that. So then you go in your room and say, I was justified what I did. She deserved it. He deserved it. My child deserved it. My brother deserved it. This person deserved it. And guess what? We're justifying everything. Now that is extremely scary. So we need that other source, that third party, to what? To help check. That might be a good friend of yours. That might be the Dr. Siddiqui here at the masjid that help verify what you're doing is correct. That might be a family member that you like. But if you're the only one checking your own deeds, be careful of that, my brothers. And I said this in a khutbah a couple months ago, where be very careful that when you live in a household and you have your spouse and you have your children, and they're constantly complaining about a certain thing. Dad, you do this. Mom, you do this. Or whatever the case may be. And you put it off and say, that's my spouse. She's always nagging on me. That's what she does. That's her role in life. That's my husband. He always nags on me. He always has a criticism. And that might be true. But it could be, you know what? They might be right. You probably do get angry a little bit too much. Maybe I should listen to what she's saying. She's the only one who lives in that house with me. No one else sees what goes on in that house. So who else is really going to check me? And I could go 4 or 5 years, and finally you might stop and say, oh my gosh, maybe the thing I was belittling with her and I was saying that she was nagging me, maybe that is really important to her. Maybe she values that so much. And for 5 years, I never thought about that. I used to belittle that comment, and I didn't think it was important. And I didn't know that I was taking her feelings and throwing it down on the ground. I never checked myself. I was justifying it the whole time. That's a scary thing. Some people, alhamdulillah, they find that and they rectify themselves. That's alhamdulillah, that's great. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for showing your faults. That's something we make dua for all the time. But the scariest thing is that people sometimes go in the grave still thinking that they have done nothing wrong. And that's even the worst. We don't want to be like that. أَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالَ. The worst of those who are destructive in our deeds. That's why there's a dua, and I'll end of this, that the Prophet, some of those we hear people say in our duas, is that the dua to make. We say, Allahumma arini haqqan haqqan. Oh Allah, let me see the truth as truth. Don't let me see the truth the way I think truth should be. Don't let me see truth the way that I justify truth. Oh Allah, let me see truth as it is, littiba'a, and let me follow it. And Allah, arini al-batil batilan. Oh Allah, let me see falsehood and wrong as it truly is false, not the way that I justify it. And let me stay away with it. Allah, let me avoid me from going towards that. That's extremely powerful dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us see truth as truth is. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep away from falsehood and see as falsehood how it is. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our reckoning on Yawm al-Qiyamah easy for us, Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who are sick in our community to give them shifa. And those who have passed away, give them maghfirah, forgiveness, Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltuhu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la tuwaqata lana bih. Wafu anna waghfir lana warhamna. Anta maulana fansurna ala alqawmi alkafirin. Allahumma aghfir lana warhamna wa afina wafu anna almashfi maradana warham mawtana. ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. Close up any gaps that are in front of you. Make your line straight. Focus in your salah. Pray as if it was your last prayer.
الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالجتك وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى
والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى فيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا ولك حمدا كثيرا مباركا فيه. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العلى. سبحان ربي العلى. الله أكبر. أكفر لي وحلي وحلي. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. ربنا ولك حمدا كثيرا مباركا فيه. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you very much, Sheikh Shahid, for your message. Please remember in your dua several people who are not well. Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haisam Bandakchi, Brother Bilal Dalati, Sister Rima Dalati, several people from the Kewal, Kamal and Kewal family, IU families, Sister Anaya Rafi, Sister Samira, Brother Saif Al-Barki, and others who are not well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. Allahumma shifa anta shafi la shafiya illa anta shifa an la yugadiru suqma. Also dua maghfira for Brother Jaisuddin Jaisi Al-Uda and Sister Samim Ibrahim, Brother Mir Muhammad Saeed Alvi, Brother Wanchai Morawong, Sister Latifa Khanam, Brother Salah Zaghub, and Brother Mir Rafat Iqbal passed away just a few hours ago. He's the brother of in-law of our community member, Brother Muhammad Ali. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all these people. Our Brother Manzoor Kausar's granddaughter, 16-year-old, she passed away in Pakistan, so he had to rush for there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and give patience to the family. So pray to all for the people who passed away. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum. Allahumma akrim nuzulahum wassi' mudkhalahum. We pray for them and pray for the families. May Allah give them patience and reward them and save us always, inshallah, and keep us on the right path. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khari khalqihi Muhammadi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa atba'i ajma'in. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين